Begin the current daf and simply by the zara daf nandal. Begin the middle. Begin the tesmat. Begin the gemara. Amechizkiya says micro. Says what's the pasuk that mizbeach is abanim harbe, and that the issur is up until you demolish most of it. Tosha says tarach lemo. You have to say is the chizkiya brisakoy. He's going the brisakol adibri Rabbi Yechanan. In other words, Rabbi Yechanan that was just saying that bimis is abanachas mizbeach is abanim harbe, which is sound like is going on. Asher chizkiya Rabbi Shlomo Yechanan, because chizkiya is the Rebbe of Rabbi Yechanan. Miu, however, Perik Dalach Mivamis, the Gemara Mivamis of Lamad Alvam Beis Oisa Abaye Tirits. Abaye gives an answer. Amash Shekshah Talmud that the Gemara asked Al Ravashi. Elavada Gam Abaye Yoda Div Ravashi. It's just that you have to say Abaye knew the words of Ravashi, even though he was earlier than that. Votzuk Lele Tarits, and he has to give an answer for that. But Talmud Sidur Cain and the Gemara organized it like that. Levishu Mizyashiv Yisuf Heitav Achasugya, because it works better like that in the. In the sugya, so what Tosis is trying to say is that, yeah, it's like the Gemara says, as if Abaye is saying on Ravashi, and therefore that's what you have to say here also. That although obviously Chizki was beforehand, but it flows better by saying him after what Rav Yochanan said. So we're talking about where the non-Jew forced him and he bows down to his animal. Pierce. In other words, Ansu Sha'amru Lahargar. What do they mean they forced him? That they said they're going to kill him if he doesn't bow down on his own. That's what Oinus is. But don't expect your Kavafai Kavmasabakarcha. They like literally bow, they forced him, they pushed him down, and that's how they forced him. They can't, if that would be the case, he didn't do anything. They just didn't act with his own body. And therefore, again, it goes back to the thing that they can't make something forbidden that's not their own, and therefore that would not be a problem. It says, "Master, begin the words." The Gemara Maskel Rav Zera says, "Einus Hamuchamon Patri." What do you mean? So, Einus, the Hashem exempts such a person. Says, "Taisus Tame." It's a wonder. Micah Baruch, what's the question? He departed Misa B'diavad. You're right. Although after the fact, he's exempt from death penalty. But initially, he definitely has to give up his life to be killed for that. If that's the case, Lamalo Yesem Etam Nevet. So why shouldn't it become forbidden because of his worship? Because when it's out in the open, the Besamach L'Rav Karlei Nevet, he calls it as worship. Etam Dechayv Limtzasma, because he has to give up his life. Now, if I've got to be Eved Potter, now even though you're right, after the fact he's exempt, the Cholayin is Potter because every Ein is a Potter. But you know, but still, don't say L'Rav Zera Ein is Rachman the Patre. Mikova called. Oh, don't say you're right. According to Zera, you're right. When it's Einus, you're exempt from everything. And therefore, even initially, he doesn't have to give up his life for that. The case, my raya, my simulmanal and sasadab. And why do you bring a proof from this pasuk of the woman that was violated? Adarabba, to the contrary, from that we actually learn out, which is the chayv limsas. We had yesterday give up his life, as we learned. Bishuli ben Zarimur, the end of Perik ben Zarimur, and then the end of Almed Alf. I feel ben mitzvah kala, even by easy mitzvah. The Kama that say Hariza Balalama, the Gemara tells us that it looks like it's coming to teach, but nimsa lama comes, it's actually learning out. Ma ritzech, because it compares ritzicha and naimarasa. Meritzech regbal yaver, just like a murderer, the halacha is you have to let yourself get killed and not violate murder. Af nara marasa, so too the betrothed maiden, yahargbal yaver, you have to let yourself get killed and not violate this of her eyes. And adrabah, to the contrary, kredav achay behem havalei lasuye. Then if it was coming to teach that it's permitted, don't bring the pasuk of nala sasadar, because actually teach that the obligation to be meisadar, but you should have brought the pasuk of achay behem. The menot timtza lahaitzi einis. That's how you could include a case of Einus, because he's supposed to live and not die. And I'm up, like Rava says. Vaikash, another difficulty is Micah Messiah, Leila Rava Besamach. What's the Gemara bring proof shortly? To Rava Ben Besoyas, Bishas Exera, the Asurais, that, oh, from these platforms that are forbidden even at a time Exera, so you see, oh, when it's Bephaesia, even Einus is problematic. Philip Zer, Nami Yed Bezer, what do you mean? Even if Zer would agree to this. As we explained, they keep the Bishas Exerahu, Chayavalim Sa'asman, because at Tem Exerah you have to give up your life. I mean, Bishilah bin Sarim Murrah, the Philip Mitzikal, you heard by Yahweh. Even the easy Mitzikal, you have to give up your life and not violate. So, Benilah bin Yitzchuk, the Pharisee, it seems to Rabbi Yitzchuk explain like this. The Bain Rabbi Zerah, Loi Pligi, Baha, they don't disagree regarding the Litchilah Chayavalim Sa'asman, that of course you have to initially give up your life. Rabbi Zerah, Hochi Parch, Rabbi Zerah was asking like this. Einzuk, Manapatre, that Hashem, the Torah exempts you, the Yevet after the fact, the Chilik says in the Path of Anal Sasa Davar, that you're not going to do anything to the girl who ultimately was Nenas, was violated. Now, even though you're right, you're supposed to give up your life, Ain less, but you shouldn't make it forbidden when it's bowing down, because that's B'di Yevet. But Rabbi Masik, Rabbi comes out, since Lamaisa, you have to, when it's out in the open, you have to give up your life. But you do call it Avoy Dezar. Even so, but the Yevet Potter, after the fact, you're giving me an exempt. Now, therefore, that's definitely supports the Rava. Memsoyis, from the platforms, the Meshum, the Chayb, Limsasmai, because since you have an obligation to give up your life, Oslu, and make it forbidden. This is what you can say, Micah Maisi, Limifter, Ainus, Mavalanara. Well, what are we coming to exempt someone that when there's an illness from this possible Nara from the girl that you don't do anything to her? Hasam Adinu Debatur. Yeah, there, that for a different reason, she's being exempt. From the Karko Elamhi, because the Gemara tells us in Sanedna Vayandalad, a woman just lays there and she's not doing any action. That's why she's exempt from this case of illness when she is violated intimately. So it says, you can say, Lahuska Karko Elam. No, it's not true. We don't mention this idea of just like being a piece of land, like not moving, regarding being exempt from death penalty. If it ain't Tamla Patrim and Misa, that's not a reason to exempt it from death penalty. Only from Einus, only because of Einus, and that's why we're being right for that. Teddy should know this because Shadim Hoyz Nevels Berdotzin. If she would have had the intimacy willingly, of course she would be chayav. Even though she's just laying there, it's only mentioned in the context of her having to give herself up for death. The mizeh hatam, because it's for this reason that in the chayev she doesn't have to give up her life unless they tell her, either you get killed or you do the action and bring the forbidden man on you. But if they tell her, either let that he should have relations with you, or you get killed, you're right. That's the way the sword comes in. She doesn't have to give up her life. From murder, we learn out. Because that's the source, as we said. There we don't have the reason that you have to give up your life. Only that you cannot actively kill someone. But when you didn't do an action, when they throw him on the child, and the child gets crushed, that you don't have to give up your life for, and therefore the same thing would be by karko elam of the nara. Next test, to begin the word. Well, it depends if it's discreet or if it's out in the open. That's going to be the difference regarding this halacha of if it's going to be problematic or not. So it said, L'chayr mashma, now, seemingly it sounds like from our Gemara, the Rav is really, that Rav holds the einus ditzina, when it's you're being forced to violate discreetly, even though it's, we're talking about one of the Gimla Veres Gemara's, in l'lim sur atzma, you don't have to give up your life. So now it sounds like to rule like Rabbi Shmuel. Even idolatry is permitted when you're forced to, when it's discreet. Gosh, it's difficult. The Chas V'Shalom have mistake Shnivsek that we should rule Abiz Kachavim. We're going to idolatry Yav Val Yarg that you can violate and not get killed. Vayim Rov B'Shiltes Rav Achoy Parash Ve'Eira Some Membeis Place Rav Yechanan. They rule like Rav Yechanan. But that says B'Shil Ben Sarim Mayatem Pegs and Ber Sanin Daps Ayn Dal Manav Meshum Rav Shimon Ben Yitzadik Kol Mitzvah Shabbater All Mitzvah Ter Yav Val Yarg. Yes, violate and don't get killed. Chutz except for the three cardinal sins. Rav Abiz Kachavim Gilaraz Shachas Damim. Now Yechal Filav Hes. You would think even in public. Tamalim it says the Pesuk Place Chal Hashem Kachu Don't Desecrate My Holy Name. That all mitzvahs you have to give up your life for when it's out in the open. For kachnir and therefore rather it seems as tasted rabba nami is little biyichna. Rabba also biyichna. That avodazara even bitzin you have to give up your life. But the mishan this that he answered the truth to a brisa. That was to resolve the brisa. For the libri bishmol who the asa that's even according to bishmol. Chimash menam perik bezik suda v'yotzman of the rabba is little biyichna. Of course rabba holds like a biyichna. Normally rabba says to him ilu asa come on. If you would have came in front of us lemluche to consult with us, I mean, who would have told him zulu chesuma b'chulu etc. That he says ain luchod davar shami b'fnei b'kuch nevesh because they were being forced to sign. There's nothing that stands in the person in the way of a person's life. Ela b'zikachav megilaras v'shavachas damim. And the three common sins. Now, boss, and it's in the marriage. It's also talking about discreetly because they in derech shi'onas leisim afnei yod. It's not the norm to force people to sign in front of specifically 10 people in front of a that should be fahesia. So therefore, you see that even Rav himself paskins that no, you have to give up your life even discreetly. My teacher, Daidi, my uncle, the beloved Harav Meishe Mekutzi, Beseva Mitzvahs Shechiber, the smack, and the Seva Mitzvahs that he authored, Kasta Besev Perik Ben Zermara. That he writes in the Edna Perik Ben Zera, remember Zelushan, his words are Rava, Zelushan and Rava, the Perik Rabbi Shmuel, Loi Poligaleo, Rabbi Yechon. He says, no, you're right, Rava does not disagree with Rabbi Yechon. Eloch Apirisha, the interpretation is like this, Omer Rava, he says, Hakol Yibachla Loi Sa'abdim. Everyone's included in not worshipping, Ben Lazar, Ben Lamisa, whether for the prohibition, whether for death. Kesho Oimran says, Boz B'chai Behem, that you should live with the mitzvahs. Yotza Oinus, that excludes if you were forced to tzina when it's discreet, Mikol B'kol, from everything, Ben Lazar, Ben Lamisa, whether from death and whether from the prohibition. But Rabbi agrees, they say that there's a pasuk with all your life, that you have to give up your life, even when there's a situation of illness. When it says the pasuk, don't desecrate my holy name, goes back in the category of haino einus to pahesia. That's the einus when it's in public, bein lasar, bein lamisa, whether for prohibition, whether for death. Since Rabbi does not disagree with Yechonon, shor v'kayam, psak hashilta, so it's upstanding the ruling of the shilta. Sheish lo'adam limsa asam lamisa, person has given himself his life or death. Avil ba'einus, even if it's forced, ubitzina, and even when it's discreet, akan l'shayin, that's the end of the words of the smack. Next to Smat, the beginning of the Gemara,
if his friend's animal is laying there in front of the Zohar, and then he goes and he does something, it's going to make it us, which Pesach B'Kondra actually explains. In other words, it's Chiddush, Loimivoy, her beat, so we don't have to say when he himself actually lays it down, because then Nigbia, he lifted up, he acquired it, but not Sishle, then it becomes his. But even if not, it's already enough of an action. So it's laying here, that doesn't seem to be correct. Why? When the parah chasim, the fact that the Gemara asks about the chulnav menalav menalav menasich from the someone who pours libations, lamandam according to one who says inon meisa davish neshloi, according to one who says that a person cannot make what's not his forbidden. If you can't make what's not yours forbidden, how could someone, you know, ruin someone else's thing by pouring it for nisacha for the avodah zarah? And that's his taste, Micah Baruch. Or according to Rashi, what's the question? But when you lift it up to do the nisach, can't you acquired it? Rabbi Shlei, so if it's his. Obviously, in like Ba'asim or Elis, rather, obviously, no. The lifting up is not effective. Rakhlis Chai Ba'insin, only to be liable for Ainsin. But not that it's actually yours. The Karchan Lefarsh, it seems to explain differently. The Revutza, Nakhil Revutza, this there was saying that it was laying there was a chiddush that Apish Lahir beats Abaloyba Asaba Maisa Godol, even though he didn't lay it down, he didn't do such a big action, Asaba Maisa Zuta, he could make it even a small action, and even Mesimin Echad Lavdavka, says this, and even just one of the two pipes there in the neck is not even precise. Why then the truth is called Dehu? Anything. Should he Simon Echad Bebehema in the Gemara Dvar, because doing one of the two pipes is not really the end of anything. It's just an example. Umaisi, Kfar Tigrima, and in other words, this that was saying that, you know, you find the same thing, or it was already translated already before you were Rav Hunan Bavel. So this says, I would go to Rav Hunan Mayer lo'asr lehedyet, even though Rav Hunan is coming to make it forbidden for a regular person, and his making it forbidden because it was worship, Mayer lo'asr legvaya, is talking about that making forbidden for a hektish, tcheich de ma'isa begufay. Because just like an action in the body, like slaughtering Mahani La'as La'hadyud, is effective to make it forbidden for a regular person, and then who did not meet the mice of the day, so to his own actions, that's where being a Raya could go Nisach Le'bin Karnea, that you're doing point elevation between the horns, Mahani La'as La'gvaya, is effective to make it forbidden for Hektish. So although it's not the same exact, but at least it's this principle that we're saying it was already said. Next says, not to begin with the Gemara, Elim and Mekahanim, we're going to say, oh, you see from Kahanim, and that they were forced and they were forbidden, where Sha'asa Maisa, where they did an action, and that's where they became forbidden. Now, Abishin's right, Gemur says, even though it's not a full fledged proof, the Sha'asa Maisa B'Shalahem, because maybe that, you know, because maybe those Kahanim did an action in their own animals. Come on, come on, what we're saying is like this, Afila, how you doim Lazer, that what the Gemur is saying is that. Even if it would be comparable to this, and they did an action only by others, still a raya, still it wouldn't be approved of the dachi, like the Gemara rejects. Meaning, even if it would be, and they could have an intelligence, and therefore saying that, oh, that wouldn't be a good source.